Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. We do that alone for tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Hallelujah. Thank God for our service on tonight. But we do that alone for 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. Every morning, starting off our day with Jesus. And then Tuesday evenings, it's our Bible study. Hallelujah. We're learning about the nine different prayers. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening, a midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars. Hallelujah. Don't forget, on the second Friday of the month is our Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship. And 7:50 until 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. Sunday at 3 o'clock is our International Victory Service. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on our first and second Sunday of the month is our Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah. Also, our Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. You still got time to memorize the shortest scripture in the Bible and the longest scripture in the Bible. Hallelujah. And that is 15 minutes prior to service starting if you want to be a part of that. Hallelujah. Quoting it from the King James Version. The third Sunday of the month is our birthday corner. The fourth Sunday of the month is when a visiting ministry comes in to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. And for the month of May, that speaker will be Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And that's the fourth Sunday of the month. After that fourth Sunday service, we have a free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Free of charge to you. This month has a fifth Saturday. And every month that has a fifth Saturday, and it's called Super Saturday. We have a Super Saturday event. And this Saturday is Super Saturday. And we're meeting here at the church at 10 o'clock. And we're getting ourselves together. We're going downtown to world's famous Lexington Market to pass out the word of God. Hallelujah. And young people and accompanying adults will be putting on yellow T-shirts and caps. And it says Potter's House Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Going downtown. Hallelujah. To pass out our God posts and daily bread. Hallelujah. And just being present. Hallelujah. Passing out the word of God. It's so important. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have lunch at World's Famous Lexington Market. Hallelujah. We thank God. And then this month also has a fifth Sunday. A fifth Sunday, everybody. Everybody say fifth Sunday.
Fifth Sunday.
Hallelujah. That's minister to your family Sunday. Yeah. Hallelujah. Have fun with the family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have potluck or have competitions with them. Have play some Pictionary or play some table games and have fun with the family. Ask God, Lord, what can I do to help bring the family back together? Or just have fun with the family. Have a picnic. Have a smorgasbord or whatever's left over in the refrigerator from the week. Hallelujah. Just get together. It doesn't matter. Just have fun with the family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you do come to church, hallelujah, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Yes. Building a hospital. She's doing a mighty work with her and her team, traveling back and forth to Uganda. So, hallelujah. Keep her covered with your prayers. Hallelujah. When you get a chance, please visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision of the church, this church, is. And also, pull up our GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. Inc. Hallelujah. Go and as often as you want, and donate as much as you want. Hallelujah. We believe in God for great and mighty things. Hallelujah. We thank God for our washing stations in North, East, South, and West in Baltimore City so we can minister to the homeless. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. They're precious in the eyesight of God, too. Also, the fourth Sunday of the month, the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we also have our Good News Youth Club. And the young people are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. By Elder QB Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey. And on that fourth Sunday, they have a presentation to the congregation. And they are able to sing songs and quote scriptures and answer questions. Hallelujah. And they are always giving, passing out gifts to the congregation. Hallelujah. They're passing, they're learning the same word of God in youth club that we are learning in that Pastor Bird is teaching us. And this past Sunday, they had all of the seven pillars of wisdom all written down, and they passed it out to the congregation. Hallelujah. The seven pillars of wisdom. Hallelujah. We thank God for them being taught the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They need to be covered by the blood of Jesus, and we need the saints to cover the children, pray for the children. Hallelujah. If you have children 5 to 17, please bring them out so they can be taught the word of God also. Hallelujah. They're being struck down in the streets. Hallelujah, Baltimore City. And we want out covered by the blood of Jesus as they go into the schools. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do. Thank you so much, Pastor. Back to you.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening to those who believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on and bless him. Come on and give him glory.
Thank you.
Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him. Wait a minute.
God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail.
Help me say,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
my family, Paul, Karen, and Salvi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kathy Moody and family, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James Kelly and family. Freddie Douglas and family. Benjamin Thomas and family. Walter Allen and family. James Ward and family. Karen Jones and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anna Ruin family. Angela Ruin family. Patty Collins and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Member of the Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva and family. Cousin Tom, Cousin Ezra, Pumpkin and family. Jackie and the family. Danny and the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives, our uncles and aunts, nieces, nephews, and cousins, oh God. Some thy kingdom be done, thy will, life for Elder Cubie's family. Hallelujah. Mother Doris Harrison family. Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia Thompson and family. Evangelist Tina Spencer and family. Hallelujah. Minister Linda and family. Hallelujah. Evangelist Julian family, hallelujah. Evangelist Margaret Pearson and family, hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland and family, hallelujah. Brother Anthony and family, Elder Lester and
hallelujah.
Deacon Dale and family, Pastor Tom Swin and family, Pastor Don Shreve and family, Pastor Maxine Jordan and family, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Dejanay and family, hallelujah. Sister Camila and family. Sister Tina Thompson and family.
Hallelujah.
Sister Tiffany and family. Go,
hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Holly Blackwell and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lorenzo Bedford and family. Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Doreen and family. Minister Janice and family. Minister Jane and family.
Thank you.
Apostle Margie Mercer and family. Apostle Dustin Harper and family. Hallelujah. Kevin Barber and family. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Raquel and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glenda Blanchard and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Linda and Joseph Garcia and family. Ruby Smith and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Brother Russell Navadon and family. Kevin and family. Keith and family. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Daryl and family. Dan and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Harry Warsaw and family. Hallelujah. Gary Don Wilson and family.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. May your blessing be my God. Show for the other bunch out of the
room.
Hallelujah. Leslie and Don Govarb and family. Valerie and Tony Martone and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Great church. Marvin and family. Rosa and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your book. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Brian Alexander and family. Brian Holly and family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Put it to Bosia Kitty when you're a little bit of a Saturday. Hallelujah. Bishop Carl Pierce, Bishop Bart Pierce, Bishop Manuel Saunders, Bishop Larry Somerville, and their families, oh God. What else your boy
shaking?
Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We glory your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you again for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the prayer on today. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're going to, thank you, Jesus. We're going to play another selection. At the end of that selection, the next selection, the next voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized. as demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird, with the children's corner on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Doesn't do
do that to you. He doesn't call you those names. He doesn't come down hard on you. John, 1 John 4 and 8 says God is love. St. John 4 and 8 says, talks about God is love. And John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Okay? So do you think he would give his son for you and then condemn you? Or then say mean and harsh things to you? No, God is love. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. When the negative thoughts come to your mind, I don't care if you can't do nothing but quote Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or John 3:16, the word, and tell them when those thoughts come to mind, I say, oh, no devil, no Satan, because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And talk right back to that enemy that's filling your mind, that's trying to fill your mind with negatives. Give him the word of God. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 26:3-4, it says, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. And the fourth verse says, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Hallelujah.
And we learned this song one time, and it says, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. And young people, God will give you the strength to go through any stage that you're going through. We're going through the little awkward stage. We're going through the stage of forgetting stuff, the stage of clumsy, the stage of whatever. Whatever stage you're going through, don't you know God is right there with you to go through the stages right along with you and to bring you through, to bring you through the stages. That's the kind of God we serve, and he loves you, and he made you. He made you, and he will take you through all the stages, and believe you me, anybody that says something negative to you, they've already been through stage. Believe you me. All the stages is for all of us to go through, because if they're older than you, ask them, what did you do? How did you feel when you were going through this stage that I'm going through? And you know what? They may not be able to answer you. No, they may have forgotten. So it's been that, look, when they went through the stage, it's been so long ago that they don't even remember. Okay? Just forget it. I mean, just forgive the person that may say the negative things to you. And they say, oh, my goodness, you were so clumsy. You saw this. You saw that. And just sometimes we have to let some things that's said to us be like wood off a dust bag. Just let it roll on off. And sometimes we have to say, just like Jesus said to them when they were nailed to the cross, Lord, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know. And that's what we have to say sometimes. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And don't allow the negative that comes your way in life to crush your heart. Do not absorb what's being said, the negative that's being said. Don't absorb it. And by that, I mean, don't allow the enemy, don't allow the devil, I'm calling it this what it is, don't allow the devil to make it keep rolling over and over and over here like a tape, we call it like a video tape. You may not know what a video tape is, but don't allow it to play over and over and over in your head. Stop it. And sing a song to yourself. Quote a scripture. Open up the Bible. Even if you can't, you can open it up to Genesis 1:1. says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. But don't you know, when the word of God is coming out of your mouth, your mind is going to shut down. You put your mind on what you're reading, and your mind is going to listen to what's coming out of your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So therefore, you aren't giving any place or any space to the negative.
Hallelujah.
And forgive. Most of all, forgive the person that's saying and different things to you. Forgive any everybody that does anything to you and that says anything negative to you. Because you don't want something that someone said to you to be held in your heart, to build up anything in your heart that will stop your blessings.
Yeah.
That will stop your blessings. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. Whatever, and God is not going to go after them for, you don't want him, God's going to handle that person. But you want to stay in clean, and you want your heart and your mind to be clean before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you don't want to get on the bad foot. You don't want to do anything that would be displeasing to God because of something someone else has said to you. No, you don't want that. And you say, Lord, I forgive them. And it's easier said than done. Forgiveness is easier said than done. Believe you me, when somebody does something to you, to offend you, to hurt you, or whatever, but we have to start off by saying it by faith. Lord, I forgive. Lord, I forgive them.
Yeah.
Lord, I forgive them. And sing a song to yourself and watch God just surround your heart and your mind with his peace.
Hallelujah.
And your joy and his joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God can allow whatever the negative is someone has said, allow it to just to be washed away.
Hallelujah.
And just think on the goodness of God. Think on how much God loves you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When you know that there's somebody in your life that loves you and that will come to your rescue and that will do anything for you, you don't allow anything negative to come in your mind and take up that space and that place that you can give to the one that loves you and just go on as if it never happened. Hallelujah. God bless you, young people. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay rooted and grounded in God's word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you open up the word of God, if you don't know where to start reading, hallelujah, a good place to start is Proverbs. There's most of the months have 31 days in it. Proverbs has 31 chapters. You can read one proverb a day. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord, and Jesus loves you. See you in the morning. Hallelujah. And start your day off with the Father. Hallelujah, by dialing 720-527-5952, hallelujah, and the access code is 103-4545. Ask God to bless your day, too. Hallelujah, you can start your day off with a bang with Jesus and watch God bless, hallelujah, these last few weeks of school. Hallelujah. Watch God do exploits in your life.
Hallelujah.
Before you know it, the end of the school year be here. Hallelujah. Allow God to hook you up with that summer job. Allow God to do blessings and just bring his blessings to your life. Hallelujah. And bring you what you need for the summer. Prepare now for what you're going to do then. God is able to do it. Speak what you want out of your mouth. Down in the morning. Be on the prayer line with all of us. 720-527-5952. And the access code, they're going to ask you for access code, is 103-4545-pound. Bless the Lord. See you in the morning. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. And I just want to piggyback on something you said. And this is really to the parents that are listening or grandparents. The children's job is to test all the limits. The job of the parents or those who help raising the children is to set the limits. Don't think it's strange that the children do what they do. They're testing the limits. That's their job, to find out what's right and what's wrong. Your job is to tell them what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And children, when you make a mistake, it's called a process of growing up. Of you're in the process of learning what's good to do, what's not good to do, and what's ugly, what's bad and what's ugly and what's good. So you're going through a process of learning how to be an adult. You are a king in training or a queen in training.
Hallelujah.
And God is preparing you for adulthood. So you will make mistakes.
Amen.
Don't feel bad that you make mistakes. Feel bad if nobody corrects you on that mistake, or feel bad if you don't learn from your mistakes. That's when you start feeling bad. Lord, I should have learned from that mistake. So anyway, the bottom line is that it's part of growing up.
Amen.
God bless you. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, and miracles to the children's corner.
Amen.
On tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Since I have you there, Pastor Peaches, can I ask you a question?
Yes, but it's an easy one.
Easy one. Oh, my. Okay, an easy question. What time is it?
Oh, Holy Communion time.
All right. That was an easy question. Yes. It's the meal that heals y'all.
Man.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. And in that text on today, it says to examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b.
Yes.
Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Hallelujah. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. And there's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, it's your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance.
We thank you, Lord.
Of you,
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord.
Thank you, God.
St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, the mess that out outside of it. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children, hallelujah, and the sheep of your pasture. And the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance.
Hallelujah.
That we could plead together,
yes,
that we may be justified.
Thank you.
So we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your word.
Thank you for your word.
And we boldly share what you share.
Thank you.
We boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel as vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes an effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus'
name,
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on this evening. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession on tonight. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, based in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We give to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor.
I want to ask you another question.
Yes, Pastor.
I'd like to ask you, what time is it?
Time for the world, Pastor Bird.
Oh, please, God. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's an easy one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
More will be, Lord. More will be, Lord. My heart's desire. More will be. More will be, Lord. More will be, Lord. My heart's desire. More of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill my cup. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings follow in Jesus' name to them that believe. And Father God, I thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor.
Yes.
And we give you the praise. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are continuing a message that we started last Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
This is part two of the message.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is the message.
Truth.
Entitled.
Truth or consequence.
Truth or consequence. Which one do you want?
Mm.
Truth or consequence.
Or truth.
Neighbor, oh neighbor, what do you want? Truth or consequence? Tell a neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Truth.
Truth.
Or consequence?
Or consequences. I want truth.
Hallelujah. And 1940, there was a radio program on NBC called NBC Radio called Truth or Consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently, it went to TV.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Edwards was the host. And then later on, on the TV version, he was a host. And then somewhere along the line, others became the host of that program. The premise of that program was that they ask you a question and you give the answer. And if your answer was true, you got a reward.
Mm-hmm.
But if your answer was incorrect, you got a consequence to perform. Now, life is like that. Truth. Let me give you something very significant for you to listen to. Knowledge can be true or false. Real knowledge, true knowledge comes from God. So when we talk about truth, we talk about the knowledge that comes from God. There are five levels of knowledge. There's learned knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's reading something. Knowledge is information. There is revealed knowledge. That's when the knowledge or the information, the Holy Spirit reveals to you, allows you to understand what you done read.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's activity knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That is doing the thing. That's turning your understood knowledge into wisdom and your action. There is modeling knowledge. And you're trying to make it. You're trying to do the right thing. You're working with the activity, doing the thing. And you find somebody that can mentor you in that action so you can make sure you're doing it right. You find a mentor. That's modeling knowledge. Then you have teaching knowledge. After you have been modeled, been mentored, then you become the mentor. You were the mentee. Now you become the mentor. You teach somebody else. Five levels of knowledge. Learned knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge. Knowledge is information. True knowledge is what we're talking about in this message. It comes from God. Let every man be alive, but God be true. Pastor Peaches, can you read the scriptures that we didn't go over the last Wednesday?
Yes. Galatians 5:22-23, Galatians 5:19-21, Galatians 6:7, John 15:1-2, Galatians 6:9, and Galatians 5:17-25.
Thank you so much. You see, there is a consequence of you not putting up the effort to grow spiritually. We talked about that last week. Ineffectual prayer, ineffectual living, falling for the okey-doke, having itching ears, not being rooted and grounded. Those are some of the consequences. You are subject to every wind and doctrine because you didn't put up the effort to grow spiritually. Growing spiritually takes you from being a baby Christian to be a mature Christian. Growing spiritually takes you from being a carnal Christian to a Christian full of wisdom, a Christian full of understanding, a Christian full of insight. God wants you to grow. If you don't grow, you become spiritually retarded. You've seen those spiritual retarded folk at church.
Mm.
They've been members of the church for 50 years. And they, in the kitchen, frightened, physically frightened over who got the biggest piece of the chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
They still bathe in Christ.
Amen.
They haven't gotten past that point. That sounds like two little children in the playpen wrestling over a toy. The Bible said, what was that, 1 Corinthians 13, I think 11, when I was a child, I acted like a child. I did things like a child. But when I became an adult, I put away childish things, put away childish things, put away the thinking of a child. You still dealing with answering spiritual questions with physical answers. That's the way a baby would deal with it. You got to grow, y'all. Give me that scripture, the first scripture there.
Galatians 5:22-23.
Let me, before you start, this is how you operate if you're growing spiritually. Go ahead, read that.
For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Nothing can stand against that. So that's the fruit of the Spirit being evident in your life when you grow spiritually. That's the true stuff. There's another scripture. What's that next scripture?
Galatians 19:21.
Now, I'm going to tell you, these are the acts of somebody who has not grown spiritually. Go ahead, read that.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
You got to understand this. That's the consequence. You said Christians do those things. Yes, they fall into, they can fall into all of that. Variance, not being consistent. Emulation, trying to be like the Joneses. All strife, witchcraft. You've got so many Christians, so-called Christians, dealing with the zodiac. I call it the sign of this or that and the other. Your sign is the sign of the cross. But you got so many Christians playing with that stuff. They don't understand the horror, the horrible scope, and all that kind of stuff. That's witchcraft, y'all. That's the Babylonian philosophy. Evict God from the program of your life. And you got Christians talking that kind of junk. There's a consequence.
Amen.
You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Amen.
You won't inherit the kingdom. God, I'm going to tell you something. God will bless you as best he can because he reigns on the just and unjust. But God wants to give you the mother load. He don't just want to give you a blessing. He want to turn you into a fulfillment center. He wants you to be the blessing. You know, fulfillment centers, they got a whole lot of stuff there in the building. Millions of square feet Matthew 6:33 says, pray seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the stuff is going to be added. God wants you to be the fulfillment center. You can't be the fulfillment center if you're still a baby in Christ. And still, you won't make any effort to grow spiritually. You say to yourself, I'm all right. No, you're not. If you're the same place you were 50 years ago, 50 days ago, 5 days ago, you ain't all right. You're supposed to grow. Time for you to grow. Stop acting like you're a baby. We got to change your diaper. You let your emotions, your knee-jerk reaction is your emotions leading you. Somebody accidentally bump into you, you lay them out. Call them anything but a child of God, and you's a Christian. I remember this one movie, little lady looked like a mother of a church, got off the elevator, somebody bumped into her, had the long dress on, the sleeves, everything, hat on, looked like a mother of the church. Someone accidentally bumped into her, and she cursed him out, up and down. She cursed him like a sailor. I think there were sailors running out the building.
Yeah.
Because that's the way she cursed. Looking like a Christian ain't the same as being one.
Amen. Amen.
You got to grow spiritually. And to grow spiritually means that sometimes the eye, and we talked about that today, putting the iodine or drinking the castor oil or the codfish oil don't smell good, don't taste good, or don't feel good. But you accept the reproof of the Lord. You don't say, oh, you said this? No, I didn't say it. I didn't write that. I didn't write the Bible, y'all. Did y'all know that? I know I got some children that tell me, Daddy, you're as old as dirt. They be joking. But I really didn't write the Bible, honestly. I wasn't back then. There may be some people you know that might, but I did not write it. I can only tell you what God said in his word. And if you have a problem with that, you have to take it up with the manufacturer. Is that right?
Amen.
You got to take it up with him. Truth or consequences. There's a consequence in you not growing spiritually. You're spiritually retarded. You're not going to be able to receive all that God wants to get. You won't be able to understand what he's trying to get to you. Give me another scripture real quick.
Galatians 6:7. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Guess what? If the farmer goes out in the field and he sows no seed, guess what he's going to get at harvest time?
Nothing.
You don't grow spiritually. Guess what you're going to get at harvest time?
Nothing.
You've got to grow so you can grow. Some Christians, look, some Christians, Elder Kiwi, just, I love her terminology. There are flickers. They're on and off. They're on and off. God wants you to be a light, a flame.
Amen. Burning.
He wants you to be just like him. He was in the burning bush. He wants you to be a burning bush. And not being consumed, he wants you to show the light to somebody. How can you show the light to somebody if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do? Truth or contrary. And then you complain. Have the audacity to complain to God. Get mad at God. You reap what you sow.
Amen.
You sow nothing, you get nothing.
Amen.
You sow bad seed, you get bad crop.
Amen.
You sow good seed, you get good crop. The seed you sow is the crop you sow. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. John 15:1-2. I am the true vine,
mm-hmm.
and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Look here. If you don't bear fruit, and bear fruit means walking somebody into the kingdom, talking to somebody, you know, inviting them, claiming their life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, being a minister of reconciliation, an emissary of the Most High God, an ambassador of God. You don't do that. Read that again.
I am the true vine, and my husband and my father is the husbandman.
Uh-huh.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Stop. You heard? A lot of people talk a good talk, but they don't walk the walk. They got other things to do. They too busy. True for consequences. Your life should be a life of truth. The fourth pillar of wisdom is hallelujah. Integrity. Have a heart of integrity and honesty. In other words, be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your word. Say what you make a vow, keep it. Be honest. Glory to God. Shaka da bukiki because if you don't do it, there's a consequence. And you're going to find the consequence. The consequence was spoken of in that scripture in Galatians 19-21. Inconsistency. One day up, one day down. Be not faithful to what you said. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. You can't take the kingdom of God. Stop. You can't have it. Because you're not faithful. You can talk. People talk a good talk, but they got to walk the walk. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's hard to do what is right. But don't be weary in doing that. That's part of your presenting your body as a living sacrifice. Do it anyhow. You know what? I get people, folk will give me excuses for why they can't come to church. But if I told them, look here, if somebody told me, I got this $10,000 cashier's check for you, come over to such and such, they'd be over there an hour early. Because they are thinking selfish. They don't understand that when you have a church, you have an anointing. You have given yourself over to God. There's an anointing in your life. And the enemy wants to tell you that you're not important. He wants to devalue you. He says, oh, you won't be missed. Nobody's going to know you're missing. But when you show up and you put your Glory be to God. Your anointing with others. Yokes will be destroyed.
Amen.
Mountains will be moved.
Yes. Mm.
People will be healed. Why? Because folk got together. The thing that the enemy wants to do is separate you. He wants to keep you by yourself. He wants to keep your anointing to yourself so somebody else won't get healed. Hallelujah, turn themselves over to the Lord. And you fall for that okey-doke because you've been led by your emotions. There are some folks that they'll be led to go put their feet in the sand, but they won't put their feet under their seat in the church of the living God because that's not important to them. Still a babe in Christ, being moved by their emotions and not by the Spirit of the living God. Wake up and smell wake up and smell the roses.
Yes, amen.
It's the rose of Sharon. Wake up. You're messing yourself up. And this is a cry to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
Galatians 5:17-25. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. If ye live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit.
Stop right there. You do not deal with a spiritual problem with a flesh answer. They're at war with one another, y'all. If you can't see that, I don't know what to do. I tell you, and you're going to have to face the consequence of your action. And you're going to have to explain that to God. Go ahead.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last scripture.
Hallelujah.
Read that first scripture all the way up. Not the first one tonight, but the first one that we talked about.
Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit?
No. The first one we talked about tonight.
The first one was Ephesians 4:18.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Let me turn the page. Ephesians 4:18 says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
It is ignorance. We don't, none of us know everything. But if you choose to be ignorant about an issue, that's when it gets bad. Read that scripture again. I want you to read it slowly.
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
You're blind. If you don't see that it's better to stand in truth than to meet the consequences. The consequences is not just yours, baby. The consequence is anybody who's around you. If you're the pilot of an airplane and there are 250 people on your airplane and you have a heart attack at the throttle, and the plane crashes, it's not just you. It's everybody on your airplane. Stop thinking about yourself, sister. Stop thinking about yourself, brother, more than the people who your anointing could bless if you were in the right place at the right time. God is calling for you. We've all messed up. It's time to fess up and to step up. Time not just to talk a good talk, but to walk in the Spirit. That scripture, Galatians 5:25, did you read that?
You said, did I?
Yes. Read that for me. I may not give that to you. Galatians 5:25.
Okay. Galatians 5:25 says, if ye live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
If you call yourself living in the Spirit, following the things of God, walk in the Spirit, babies. Walk in the Spirit. Love your neighbor. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Bless them. Bless your family. Bless the church. Bless your neighbor. Hallelujah. God is calling. God is calling for the true sons of God to stand up. To stand up for truth tonight. His word is truth. If I quote his word, I'm okay. But Earl's word and 50 Cent, Earl's opinion and 50 Cent won't buy a cup of coffee. But God's word will never fail. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand. God is calling for you to stand up for the truth of God, his word, and to step out and put your holy hands on somebody and let them be healed. To say the right thing at the right time, to be at the right place at the right time so the yokes can be destroyed. We glorify his name. He said, as I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Lift up Jesus. His word is his will. His will is his word. Follow his word. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the message on today. We thank you, Lord, for every home that this message found itself into. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need in abundance, O God. We thank you, Lord, for anointing.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for breaking the yoke, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for everyone.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Who finds themselves short of the word, the truth of the word, to realize that if they come to God and present their bodies a living sacrifice unto God,
thank you, Jesus,
he'll bless them and their household.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Pastor Peaches.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God, and thank God for everyone that joined us this evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Start your day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. By dialing 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. If you desire to have Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Hallelujah. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I confess with my mouth. Hallelujah. And I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And I set you in my heart. Hallelujah. Right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're saved. It's as easy as that. Hallelujah. You've gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven rejoice over one. Hallelujah. It comes to the Lord. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Hallelujah.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
God can do anything but fail. God can do
anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Help me say,
God can do
anything. Yes, He can do anything. Come on, and relax him, because he's the only one.